The reading is taken from Zechariah chapter 1, verses 1 to 6. A call to return to the Lord. In the 8th month of the 2nd year of Darius, the word of the Lord came to the prophet Zechariah, son of Berechiah, son of Iddo. The Lord was very angry with your ancestors. Therefore, tell the people, this is what the Lord Almighty says. Return to me, declares the Lord Almighty, and I will return to you, says the Lord Almighty. Do not be like your ancestors, to whom the earlier prophets proclaimed. This is what the Lord Almighty says. Turn from your evil way and your ways and your evil practices. But they would not listen or pay attention to me, declares the Lord. Where are your ancestors now? And the prophets, do they live forever? But did not my words and my decrees, which I commanded the servants, my servants, the prophets, to overtake your ancestors? Then they repented and said, the Lord Almighty has done to us what our ways and practices deserve, just as he determined to do. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Hello, good morning. Now let me introduce you to my friend Ariel. Now Ariel is on her way to the lighthouse because she's got an important job to do to provide light for incoming ships. But on the way, she notices a circus and all her friends are outside having a tea party. She gets distracted and starts heading towards them. But it's really important that she gets to the lighthouse. What does she need to do? Well, she needs to turn round, get back on the road towards the lighthouse. And sometimes we too need someone to tell us when we need to change course, to stop what we're doing and head back in the opposite direction. And this is Zechariah's job in the passage that we just had read. Zechariah is one of the Jewish prophets living around 500 years before the time of Jesus. As we heard from Rob and Ruffles just now, a prophet in the Old Testament is someone who has a message from God. And Zechariah's job is to deliver that message. And who is he delivering the message to? Well, it's been a bit of a rough time for the Jewish people around this period of history. Their nation, which used to be glorious, has collapsed, and they were captured and taken into exile. But they've recently been allowed to return to Israel, and they've begun the work of rebuilding the temple, the place where God lived and met with his people. It is to these people, these returning rebuilders, that this message from God through Zechariah comes. So what's the big message? Well, we can see it in verse 3. Tell the people, this is what the Lord Almighty says. Return to me, declares the Lord Almighty. Return to me. That's the big message. Come back to God. He goes on, verse 4, with a warning. Don't be like your ancestors. They were given warnings from earlier prophets, but they didn't listen. They were doing things that didn't please God, but they didn't pay any attention to him. That's why they were sent into exile in the first place. Hang on, you might say. These people have returned. They've come back from the foreign lands they've been exiled to. And they've begun rebuilding the temple. Surely these people have returned to God. Well, I guess this message from God shows us that returning to him isn't just a matter of our actions, but also our hearts. Return to God in your hearts as well as your actions. Now, I don't know about you, but this period of isolation has made it quite difficult for other people to see your religious actions. We haven't been able to physically go to church, ring the bells, serve on a rota, or show lots of the other outward signs of our faith to other people. But God sees, and God knows what's in our hearts. So return to him. And this idea of turning around, going from heading away from God to heading towards him, is a Bible word that we call repentance. And we see that when Jesus comes 500 years later, the first thing he says in the Gospel of Mark is this: the time has come. The kingdom of God is near. Repent and believe the good news. Turn around in the way you're living and walk towards God, not away from him. Return to God. But back to Zechariah now. God doesn't just say, return to me. Have a look back at verse 3. Return to me, declares the Lord Almighty, and I will return to you. Returning to God comes with a promise that he will return to his people. And we'll see how he does this in the next few weeks as we work through this book of Zechariah. Zechariah told the Jewish people to repent, to return to God. And Jesus tells us to repent. And the great news of Christianity is that as we do that, as we turn towards Jesus as our King, in our hearts as well as our actions, then God promises to accept us. And we can be part of God's kingdom too. And why do we need to hear this message today? What's the relevance of Zechariah in our lives now? Well, just like the people in Zechariah's day, we might have lots of outward signs that we've returned to God, but our hearts are prone to wander, and we're all too easily distracted away from the God we love. And so we need reminding regularly to return to God in our hearts as well as our actions. Some of you listening may feel that you've never turned to God in your hearts. Well, what a wonderful invitation from Jesus. If you turn to him, he will return to you.